must not be related in any way to the person using it, or the company, and should not contain a predictable pattern that is likely to be guessed. Explanation. Passwords must not contain sequential or repeating digits, i.e., 1111, 1234, 1010, must not be the same as or based on the telephone extension number, and must not be related to address, zip code, birth date, license plate, phone number, weight, IQ, or other predictable personal information. 4. Email messages marked as old. Policy. When previously unheard voicemail messages are not marked as new messages, the voicemail administrator must be notified of a possible security violation, and the voicemail password must immediately be changed. Explanation. Social engineers may gain access to a voicemail box in a variety of ways. An employee who becomes aware that messages they have never listened to are not being announced as new messages must assume that another person has obtained unauthorized access to the voicemail box and listened to the messages themselves. 5. External voicemail greetings. Policy. Company workers shall limit their disclosure of information on their external outgoing greeting on their voicemail. Ordinarily, information related to a worker's daily routine or travel schedule should not be disclosed. Explanation. An external greeting, played to outside callers, should not include last name, extension, or reason for absence, such as travel, vacation schedule, or daily itinerary. An attacker can use this information to develop a plausible story in his attempt to dupe other personnel. 6. Voicemail password patterns. Policy. Voicemail users shall not select a password where one part of the password remains fixed while another part changes in a predictable pattern. Explanation. For example, do not use a password such as 743501, 743502, 743503, and so on, where the last two digits correspond to the current month. 7. Confidential or private information. Policy. Confidential or private information shall not be disclosed in a voicemail message. Explanation. The corporate telephone system is typically more vulnerable than corporate computer systems. The passwords are usually a string of digits, which substantially limits the number of possibilities for an attacker to guess. Further, in some organizations, voicemail passwords may be shared with secretaries or other administrative staff who have the responsibility of taking messages for their managers. In light of the above, no sensitive information should ever be left on anyone's voicemail. Passwords. 1. Telephone security. Policy. Passwords shall not be disclosed over the telephone at any time. Explanation. Attackers may find ways to listen in to phone conversations, either in person or through a technological device. 2. Revealing computer passwords. Policy. Under no circumstances shall any computer user reveal his or her password to anyone for any purpose without prior written consent of the responsible information technology manager. Explanation. The goal of many social engineering attacks involves deceiving unsuspecting persons into revealing their account names and passwords. This policy is a crucial step in reducing the risk of successful social engineering attacks against the enterprise. Accordingly, this policy needs to be followed religiously throughout the company. 3. Internet passwords. Policy. Personnel must never use a password that is the same as or similar to one they are using on any corporate system on an internet site. Explanation. Malicious website operators may set up a site that purports to offer something of value or the possibility of winning a prize. To register, a visitor to the site must enter an email address, username, and password. Since many people use the same or similar sign-on information repeatedly, the malicious website operator will attempt to use the chosen password and variations of it for attacking the target's work or home computer system. The visitor's work computer can sometimes be identified by the email address entered during the registration process. 4. Passwords on multiple systems. Policy. Company personnel must never use the same or a similar password in more than one system. This policy pertains to various types of devices, computer or voicemail, various locations of devices, home or work, and various types of systems, devices, router or firewall, or programs, database, or application. Explanation. Attackers rely on human nature to break into computer systems and networks. They know that, to avoid the hassle of keeping track of several passwords, many people use the same or a similar password on every system they access. As such, the intruder will attempt to learn the password of one system where the target has an account. Once obtained, it's highly likely that this password or a variation thereof will give access to other systems and devices used by the employee. 5. Reusing passwords. Policy. No computer user shall use the same or a similar password within the same 18-month period.